This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, October 8th, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. U.S. Senator and presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton wants to give every baby born in the U.S. $5,000, a down payment on education or retirement down the road. That idea sets off more than a few alarm bells for Chris Edwards, the Cato Institute's Director of Tax Policy Studies. The top-down program creates a new political football that he says every politician will want to kick around.
Well, Senator Clinton came out in a speech recently with an idea to give every baby born in America a $5,000 savings account that will grow over time. So the government would, for all 4 million babies born in America each year, simply set up an account for them, dump $5,000 into it, and then the kids, supposedly the money would grow over time. And then young adults will be able to take the money out to go to college, to put a down payment on a home, or to go into business, or any other number of reasons that Congress thought would be a good idea for them to use this money.
Now, that raises obviously a lot of problems. The first one that comes to my mind is, if $5,000 is good, wouldn't $10,000 be better?
Of course, this is one of the big dangers here, that this would continually be expanded over time. The initial cost would be $20 billion a year, and that would obviously rise over time. I mean, there's the cookie jar problem, that new purposes would be proposed for this money. Families would have these accounts, and they would lobby the government to say, well, can the money be used for baby formula? Can it be used for children's clothes? Can it be used for private school? And on and on and on. And there'd be no end of lobbying going on in Congress over this money.
What are some of the other problems with their plan?
Well, there's the big cost problem. The $20 billion a year essentially would be, it'd be taking, it would not be new savings to the economy. The Clinton plan would simply take $20 billion a year from some taxpaying American families and give it to the government to put into these accounts for other families. One problem with that is, I mean, that's unjust in my view, but it's also damaging to the economy. The cost of every dollar of tax revenue is not just a dollar. It's the additional cost, called deadweight losses, of all the damages that high tax rates do on productive activities. So this program tries to solve the problem that a lot of Americans don't save enough for their own retirement, for their own purposes. But this isn't really savings. This is just taking money from some people and giving it to others. What savings is it's personal sacrifice now to make your life and your family's welfare in future years better. Savings is about personal sacrifice for future gain. There is no personal sacrifice here. This is just giving money, some Americans money that other people have earned. So it's just a transfer, not savings. The interesting thing about this proposal is that their proponents suggest that this would add new savings to the economy. It would encourage young Americans to save. So they think it creates good incentives. I can see lots of bad incentives a program like this would create. These accounts for young people will grow over time, and when they graduate from high school, they could decide to use the money for going to college or for saving for their own retirement. The problem I see with that is that young people would get out of high school and they would think that they've got this big stash of cash there that the government created for them, and it would induce them to spend more because they think they've already got savings. They would think they don't need to do savings, so they would go out and buy, you know, new cars and stereo equipment and the like. So I think it gives exactly the opposite behavior that we want. We want to encourage frugality amongst young people to save for themselves. We don't want to give them money, which, in my view, will encourage them to spend more.
I first read about this idea in Time magazine, but you say this idea is actually quite a bit older than that.
Well, that's right. Senator Clinton proposed recently to give $5,000 for every baby born in America. She gave a speech a year ago where she suggested giving $500. So unfortunately, as we get closer to the election, the dollar number keeps going up and up. This idea has actually recently been proposed by a liberal think tank, but conservative think tanks have proposed similar ideas. And some supposedly conservative members of Congress have proposed sort of such big government savings schemes in the past as well. So this there's sort of a complicated heritage to this idea.
Don't we have incentives like this already built into the tax code?
Well, this is a curious thing. Democrats like these sort of top-down savings ideas, but they usually resist expanding the current savings incentives we have in the code, IRAs and 401ks, and they don't like to reduce taxes on regular savings, capital gains taxes, taxes on dividends and the like. That is the sensible small government solution to the problem of insufficient savings by American families is to reduce the high tax burden on savings and to allow the free market to create the incentive for people to save for their own retirement.
Chris Edwards is the Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. You can read more on taxes and spending at our website, cato.org.